The Senate plan would also index Wisconsin's minimum wage to the consumer price index, meaning that as the cost of living goes up, the minimum wage would increase automatically. Right now, Wisconsin's minimum wage is $6.50 an hour, which is just shy of the federal minimum of $6.55. The plan will likely pass the full Senate soon, in part because its sponsor is Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker. Decker told colleagues at a public hearing that they all see people every day who are struggling to get by under the current minimum wage.
It's just unbelievable that we would sit in a time in 2009 in the wealthiest country in the world and say we should tolerate people at that end of the scale in those type of economic situations. I mean, things like that we all see every day.
A coalition of groups who would have to pay the higher wage testified against it. Among them was the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Lobbyist Pete Hansen noted his group was in favor of raising the minimum wage the last time the issue was debated about 4 years ago. But he says this plan is troubling because when inflation is high and the economy is bad, it would put more pressure on employers.
We should be raising the wage when the economy is growing, not raising the wage when the economy is shrinking and inflation is higher and jobs are already being lost. It just doesn't seem like the right time.
Assuming this plan passes the Senate, it would still need to be approved by the Assembly and the governor to become law. Democratic Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan said earlier this month he still needed to look at Decker's plan. Governor Jim Doyle said Thursday he thinks it's time to increase the minimum wage. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.